Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Whee!
Hello, people, and welcome to the Footy on Paper podcast. It's our first episode of the new year. So, happy new year to you. Ifeanyi is in the studio. Happy new year, my bro.
2021, new year. Same as Happy New Year's.
I know Sabi, all these things.
I don't know, like, maybe we have to change or... Change.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. How you guys doing?
You have any football-related New Year resolutions?
Yes, I'm going to stop tweeting after football matches.
Why is that?
Because my enemies, they seem to be looking for me after games. Because things are not going... Sorry, stop tweeting during football matches. I remember Olohi, you know... She baited me during one game, and I made a prediction, and unfortunately for me, we could not score 3 second-half goals to win the game.
Which game was that?
Southampton versus Liverpool.
It's all good. I think for me, I watch more women's football. I won't stick to Arsenal alone, the Arsenal women alone. And then, I think I have to beat Alabi more this year.
Okay, yeah, sure. No, I think the other one I want to make is this. I want to stop judging players based on their, you know, their initial form.
William.
We have some certain pipes.
William.
In the Premier League. I don't want to call anybody's name. They will claim that their left back was injured. That's why he's not playing well now. I don't want to say anything. A certain hyphenated player. I've always known he's a pipe, but you know.
Why is he shaping?
No.
He
deceived me beginning of the season. But now he's back to his normal ways. I don't want to call his name. Blue half of Merseyside.
Hello, Alex. Okay, since you know we're starting the new year and everything, we're going to do like a mini giveaway. The question is simple. Just tell us 4 correspondents of the Footy on Paper podcast. Simple. 4 correspondents of the Footy on Paper podcast. You can say our nicknames. I'll give you like a hint.
Don't go and call somebody's nickname twice. So
no.
I'm Robert. Terms and condition day. Yeah. If you like, carry gun.
No. So just tell us 4 people that speak on the Footy on Paper podcast, and you win yourself some airtime. Okay. That's it. Next is Lohi's comment. Let's start hot topics with the Bundesliga. Your friends, they finally won. Schalke 04.
Hallelujah. Amen.
After 30 league games.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
They'll stay up now.
I don't know actually.
It's up for them now. They have hope now.
Wisdom. I know you have been thinking of that.
Wisdom.
Tell us more about
it. Oh, yeah. 19-year-old, you know, from the US. First ever American to score a hat-trick in the Bundesliga. And I'm sure you're all wondering that, you know, what happened to Pulisic. But his hat-trick, scored his first hat-trick, I think, in Premier League with Chelsea.
He didn't score much.
Yeah, more of a creator, I mean. Yeah. Okay, now, so, I don't know, for the guys at home, maybe we'll tell you at the end of the episode, 3 Americans have scored hat-tricks in top 5 leagues. Mm. And you already know 2. So who's the last one?
What do you mean you already know 2?
We said 2 now.
Who are the 2? Pulisic at home, right?
Yeah.
Like, one more.
There's one more.
Should we just add that to this thing? Like, should like send us the answer to that one as well?
Oh, man, they go check Google, I beg.
Nowadays,
yeah. Nah, I beg. But yeah.
So why don't you just want to tell them now?
Oh, yeah, let's tell them now. I mean, you tell them. I don't forget the guy.
He's a rapper. Clint Dempsey now, come on.
Oh, yeah, Dempsey, man. Starboy. So yeah. What's the guy's name that gave me assist? I mean, Harris gave him 2 assists, I think. Three assists, yeah.
Scored one
as well.
4-0
Hoffenheim. Very surprising win for everyone involved, especially the bookies, you know. Bookie always wins. But like, yeah, Schalke probably hoping that they can, you know, build on from here and you know, see if they can stay up. They're a big team in in the Bundesliga, I think the Riviera Derby. You know, so they don't want to go down. Nobody wants to see them go down because all the money they bring to the league and all that, the attraction. So let's hope they can stay up. And maybe this boy can, you know, be the one that reignites their season for them. Yeah, Syed is back. You know, he wore the armband as well, first game back. So you kind of think that clean sheets are going to be the norm.
Let's
see how it goes for them.
Mönchengladbach, they got the second best result in the Bundesliga. They came back from 2-2 to beat Bayern 3-2. You know, normally Bayern are always the people that go down.
They come back.
Bayern, they conceded 34 goals in the league last season. This season, they've conceded 24 already at this stage. What's going on defensively?
Well, I mean, it can't help that their best centre back is having contract issues right now, and it seems like he's trying to tie up a deal with Real Madrid. And I think the Bayern hierarchy can't be too pleased that they let it get to this point. I'm sure they're going to blame the coronavirus and maybe the break in the middle of last season for, you know, causing. I'm sure they'd have liked to tie up the contract.
So, are you saying like the likes of Sula, the likes of Boateng, are good enough?
Well, they are, but Alaba has definitely reached another level this season. So they failed to tie him down, and it seems like for all intents and purposes, it seems like he's done.
Yeah.
So they need to focus on what they have on right now. I think at the end of the day, it just boils down to get back to basics. You know, I think maybe if they got someone like Big Sam in, but he's already at West Brom.
Big Sam to do what?
To show off that defense.
Big Sam. They're 12 at home. That Big Sam. We'll talk about Big Sam later.
Yes,
on.
Now. Chatty. God.
Just a hit.
I'm so upset.
He hit. Because if Papa don't get money, he hit.
That guy, that dead guy. But yes, what was that? It's, you know, the thing about Bayern is that they're still going to look at this as a minor hiccup, because all things considered in their league, whenever all these kind of losses happen, their rivals always end up slipping up. And I think that's what happened. I don't know if I'm jumping the gun, but Dortmund ended up beating Leipzig.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is it that whenever whenever Bayern slip up, the next person can just take the initiative? But they'll probably win their next 4 or 5 games and, you know, create a gap again, because that's what Bayern do in that league. And I think they're on route to winning, was it? How many Bundesliga in a row?
Seventh,
yeah. I think they're still favorites to win the title. So, yeah, there's not too much. There shouldn't be too much panic in amongst their fans, I know, in the board or whatever.
One is just like defensively. Like, can Hansi Flick like get back to how they were last season?
Well, we always knew that this season was going to be very different because of, you know, the number of fixtures and the coronavirus coronavirus injuries. Yeah, so we always knew that there was going to be like a very choppy season. So I think
it's expected,
definitely. Yeah, I don't think there are too many teams right now apart from maybe Milan, no, in top 5 leagues. I think maybe Milan as well, that have been so like defensively resolute,
solid,
and maybe Man City as well. And Man City, and Man City only just like when the season first started, they were not looking so hot at the back.
Ruben
came in, Stones also, you know, revitalized his career. I'm so happy for him as well. Sad note later on, yeah.
What do you think about Marco Rosa and Mönchengladbach? Like a young club coming up,
Definitely, they're not going to win the league, that one's sure. But, you know, I'm sure they're looking to qualify for the Champions League. And, you know, from there, try and make, you know, qualify from the Champions League will make you look attractive to the
Cali. They're still in the Champions League.
No.
Playing Man City.
No, I mean.
I know, make it like a normal thing.
Yeah.
Make them, let them be a top 4 club.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you look at England now, Spurs qualifying from the Champions League over and over has always made them a very attractive destination for top players.
Keep going, Tayo. You cannot keep going again. Keep going.
I understand Arsenal are going through it right now. No, we have.
Is that what we're talking about?
It's okay.
I said that's why they changed it to top 6.
Because I'm your friend.
I said that's why they changed
it
to
your
top
friend.
6.
I'm your friend. It's fine. Okay, yeah. So it looks like a very good project. You know, the team and the coach, they've been able to like merge the ideas together, and they're doing very well in their league.
Do you think Tuchel's coming for him?
The manager?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if he himself would want to move to another club right now because of how well the project is going right now. You know, you don't want to leave leave at such a very crucial time. But my fear with all these German teams that are not Leipzig or Bayern is that at some point the coach will get dissatisfied with the project because they don't have the funds to compete.
Probably lose players and everything.
Yeah, and then they just end up leaving. You know, it's hard. And in fact, Bayern can just come and pick up your player self.
Yeah, even the manager. Anyway, let's see how it goes for them, man. Leipzig, Dortmund. As you said, Leipzig, they keep on shitting for church. And what was that?
Man, shit for church now. I don't understand. You allow, I mean, I know that Haaland has only been back for like two games.
Yeah, he just came back.
So you should be able to marshal him. I know that maybe the boy has the fitness of his cyborg or whatever, but control him, man. He should still expose that ring rustiness. But they don't know how to do that. And he, nah. That
he gets them. Two goals.
Offense Salah. $1 million.
Oh, God.
Ibado.
They did the same to last season, like after the break. Came back and still like horrible results, about some draws, losses. Like, could we like put this down to inexperience?
Yeah, I think Ralph Nagelsmann, he hasn't.
Ralph.
Sorry, not Ralph.
Julia.
I really. Waiting the occur. Senior man like me. Okay, let's go back. But yeah, Julian, King Julian, you know, he's showing his naivety in certain areas. I think. They play very attractive football, but I think they need to get that pragmatism. You know, they say playing beautiful football is definitely a balance of, you know, tactics is all about playing attractive football while also balancing pragmatism. I think he's yet to find that balance, and that's why the champions in all these leagues, you know, they have that balance. That's why they end up winning the league season on season, because when it's time, they'll grind out maybe that draw or that 1-0 win. I'm sure he would have loved the 1-0 win on the day, but that didn't happen. So
I mean, before the Dortmund game, they've been doing that, so I think they won the last two games 1-0. Let's quick talk about Jadon Sancho. New year old me is back to scoring and assisting again.
Beautiful goal. Hey, Jadon.
So what did you affect him like earlier in the season?
Well, there's people saying that, you know, the move to United that didn't come to fruition, that would have been weighing heavily on his mind. And I think according to the statistical model, you know, the nerd boys, they've gone and looked at numbers and said, you know, he overperformed his XG last season. I mean, there's one particular goal I remember this one with his left on his weaker foot, and he passed through a whole lot of players, you know, low XG, but that ball still went in. He definitely had a season to remember last season, but now he's kind of like not regressing, but playing in and around where his level is meant to be. I mean, let's remember, he's like, what, 21? 20. So there's still a lot to come from him, and I think the valuation that he's at right now, that 120 million, is still very right for him, right? Considering how many years he has on his contract and where he's playing right now, the level he's playing at right now. Good players, especially players at his age, are going to go through slumps. So it was to be expected that he was going to have that period that he did, and he seems to have played his way out of that slump right now, and hopefully he can kick on from here and have a good end to the season.
We have more suitors in the summer.
I think United are going to go back in for him. Which is
more.
The price tag. Scary. That's the problem. A lot of clubs, I think, at the end of the season, we're going to see a lot of clubs post their profits and, you know, losses or whatever for the year. And coronavirus might actually hit them more than we even imagined.
Yeah.
So it's possible that Dortmund might have to even be more realistic with the price and reduce it, or just
they'll probably go down now, because I mean the contract has gone down by a year. So.
Yeah,
the price should probably go down.
But then also you might think that Dortmund also will be thinking that we still want to keep this guy because he's good and maybe we can compete next season for the league. Maybe or even
does he want to stay though?
That's another thing as well. Because I mean, Jadon Sancho and his advisors would have talked when he made the move from City, and they know that we're not spending more than 2-3 years here because we have to go back home. This is just to show myself. It's like an audition league kind of
stepping stone. Quickly, La Liga. Messi and Griezmann, they help Barcelona to a 4-0 win over Granada.
It's like daddy's back. daddy's back.
That's three away wins for Koeman and Co.
Yeah.
As you said, daddy's back. Are they finding themselves again?
This season has been very anyhow for two top teams. I mean, at some point we had Atletico Madrid topping the table. I think they're still there. They're still there. And Diego Simeone will definitely be looking at Barcelona, and he won't be too pleased with that result, because especially with Messi, you know, because it's not so much the result, but the performance as well. And they look really good. Griezmann especially, he looks sharp, you know. Sometimes those turns in the box, turn and shoots, he hasn't really been getting it. But he scored 2 goals, and Messi has also scored a very beautiful free kick. You know, it's been a while since he scored a free kick as well. And we know he's a genius, let's be honest, man.
A new style free kick.
Yeah. I mean, look at, they set up like 3...
Now there will be 2 people lying down.
We don't know what's going to happen. Well, like, yeah, Barcelona can take comfort from this recent, was it purple patch? And they want to...
Why are you calling it purple patch?
Nah,
so you feel like they'll go back to their normal L's, D's, huh?
The problem with them is that they've made me look like a fool too many times. I don't like looking stupid, man. Messi, I'm looking at you. Stop making me look stupid on the podcast. I don't like it.
Messi's back though. 11 goals, top goal scorer.
Top goal scorer. I mean, normally at this stage of the season, he would have a lot more goals. But this is a weird season. It's going to be a weird next 2 seasons.
I mean, he's still there. He's still like top of.
Yeah, he's on top of his game, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was still in among the competition for Player of the Year, this year.
Depends on how they finish the championship.
Of course.
Certain youngsters have impressed for them lately, like Pedri and Sergio Dest. You think it's about fresh blood now? Like, just play the young.
Oh, no, for sure. This season, while we're seeing a lot of older players in various leagues, you know, they're not stepping up. This is not an Arsenal podcast. Like, see, this is not an Arsenal podcast. You need to just take your grievances elsewhere. Because if you look at what's it now? I want to use Liverpool. I know it's not a Liverpool podcast also.
Oh God!
But I mean, we've seen. No, I'm not saying that Cousin Jones has like done amazingly, but he's taking his chance.
Yeah.
And he's forced his way into the first team conversation.
Who's that? Oh, Curtis J. Okay.
Yeah, Curtis J. Yeah. And it's due to the absence of, you know, players like Thiago, Naby Keita. They haven't
never fit.
I mean, obviously his body's failed him, but like the coach is going to trust the players that are available. And Curtis J has been available. I like to call him Curtis Jota, you know.
Oh, let's take a break now, man.
Yeah.
Back with some La Liga. Yeah, we're back with La Liga.
La Liga.
Let's talk Real Madrid now, man.
Real Madrid now.
Conditions were bad. Are you going to keep on doing that?
Yes, I'm going to continue doing that.
Actually, you didn't get it because like you didn't see.
I know, I messed that one up. This coach asked me a question. I lost my train of thought. I'm so used to answering questions, but yeah, let's go. Madrid.
Poor conditions.
Goalless.
0-0.
Yeah.
Do they have like an away problem?
Definitely they do. I think how many wins away now this season? 2-3? The draws, you know, I know it's the draws that end up costing you, really.
Yeah.
Because when your mates are getting 3 points, you're getting 1 point. It's like you're standing in one place while everyone is just going ahead. It's even worse than maybe in some ways people think like it's worse than a loss. Yeah, because a loss can kind of like, you know, motivate you to kind of like do better and spoil like a good run or result. But this draw is not going to do them any favors. Osasuna, I think this is their first season back, and they're expected to get 3 points. Fairness to them, sure. The pitch wasn't the best of conditions, you know. I think it would have been better if they wore ice skates instead of boots, because
the ball was just bubbling.
Honestly, I think everyone's just happy that most of the players came out of that unscathed, you know, no injuries or anything. So I'm sure they're looking at the next game. The games are coming very quickly, you know, that's how the season is. So just look towards the next game, try and get 3 points there.
That's the reason.
Well, no, that's not the only reason. I feel like they had trouble breaking down defenses that, you know, sit back against them. And
even when they do, like, their defense is going to do something silly.
I don't know. Maybe they want to give Ramos a new contract, but Ramos is stalling. He doesn't want to get a pay cut. But there's something in his game that I don't know if I like very much. That whole marauding thing where he goes up to try and, like, get... I'm not saying that's the cause of the... But I feel like, play your position, man. Player position.
The problem I was spoken about that though. Do you have a problem with that? With him going forward to get a look for the winning goal or joining the attack?
I think he does it too often, and sometimes he forgets his duties at back.
If he's what do you mean? For-
he's a forgetful man.
The defender that we messed up this season is more Varane and Carvajal.
Okay, so you're saying individual mistakes then?
Yes, no. That's it. It's not as if it's a collective something. It's not when he goes for he when he's going forward. It's when they are chasing the game. Think about
it. All right. So what do you think they should do? Would they buy a fullback or a centre back or?
First of all, next season they need to let some people go. Stop renewing all these contracts. What? Modric, I know Modric is balling, but he's 35. Let him go.
No, according to what I read somewhere, they're saying that they want to keep him so he can, you know, blood the new ones. But
who are the new ones?
How long has he been? What is the job of their coach? The coach is just there, just like, doing
like. Is it Odegaard he's teaching? Odegaard? Huh?
I don't know. They were explaining. No, because I don't know. They spend so much money in various positions, yeah. You know, and they haven't been able to get those players to become first teamers. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're here waiting for Hazard to come out from injury before you can play beautiful attacking football. Come on, that's nonsense.
See, come on, anyway, can they win the league?
Wow.
I think the thing about it is because the way the season is like off and on, like anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah. I think my right now Atletico Madrid are top, and what I'll say is that can Atletico Madrid stay top? I won't say if can Madrid win the league, can Atletico Madrid stay top? Because I think right now if you're top of the table in La Liga right now, the league is yours to lose.
Didn't one of your friends say that because we got out of the Copa del Rey, so that's
no, no one of my let me give him a shout out just in case he listens. My CFO, Mr. Charles, he said that Atletico Madrid lost in the Copa del Rey, so they could focus on the league. Now, conspiracy theory definitely, but you can definitely see the merit to that line of thought, because they will have fewer games now to play as a result, and they can focus on the league and the Champions League.
Okay. We'll see how it goes. Your best friend El Nesseri helped Sevilla beat Rosario.
Isn't that my best friend?
Yeah, beat Real Sociedad.
Who be that?
3-2. He's got a hat trick.
Once in a lifetime.
So quickly, do you think Sevilla should get a striker, or should they give him a chance?
No, they should give him a chance now.
Answer the question properly. Oh, that's the answer. Danny. They should give him a chance. That's quality football right there.
Okay. All right.
Meta. Hey, that last man is called 3 goals.
He doesn't need to do that. He scores at least one or two every other game, and I'm happy with that. It's fine.
What do you mean every other game?
Every other game is a quality.
I've been on a drought for a while. Don't they lie? Okay.
Someone that scored against Aston Villa under 23s.
I'm going there. Don't they jump?
No, but seriously, yes, Sevilla need a 9. I think
they should go and get someone else.
Get a nine. I think everyone looking at Halle that went to Ajax, and you're wondering like, why didn't someone maybe in a bigger league go for him? But I guess maybe that deal was already sorted even before the window opened, because it happened so quickly.
Surprising.
Yeah. I think that's we don't really know Ajax to spend that amount of money on incoming transfers, so that was a big one. I'm sure Sevilla could afford to pay that amount, but there are other strikers out there, you know, they could get.
That's not El Nesseri.
I just don't rate him yet. I mean, he has to do more. Fine, he just has to do more. That's truth, because it could be a flash in the pan, and then you know, next game he's back to his normal, you know, free missing ways, not free scoring, you know, free missing.
You have been ginger to talk about the FA Cup, so let's go there now.
Let's get into it.
Liverpool bullied their way through into the fourth round.
Hey!
Yeah.
Bunch of pipes. Just imagine that.
Really?
Yes, they started the game terribly. No.
Their work is the
See, yeah.
What did you expect? They should beat them 8-0. Is that what you expected?
Obviously, there are going to be a lot of changes because it's the FA Cup and you want to rest some players. But you still expect your Premier League team. Your Premier League winning team.
That team.
Yes. Your Premier League winning team to play some attractive football. I mean, you look at the quality of players on the pitch. And they got to halftime 1-1. I think Rhys Williams was ridiculously exposed for that goal. My guy run now. I mean, credit Louis Barry.
Yeah.
For the finish. I mean, top finish. I think that's La Masia USA product.
Yeah,
so I mean, I guess some things are working. Hopefully we'll see him in the big time very soon. But yeah, I was very happy that, you know, before Klopp was ready to make changes before the second goal came. I mean, Minamino was very ineffective. I'm worried about him, especially. He doesn't seem to have settled into the team, and it's looking like
people say he's not really good defensively. That's what I
He's not a good tackler. He runs. He obviously does a lot of running, but you feel like he's not pressing at the right time and in the right places, and his tackling is poor. And for someone that's meant to be the Firmino replacement, Firmino's understudy, he's not exactly, you know, he's not learning book. Right now, I give him a C, C minus.
Okay. Is center back a priority?
They said we don't have money, so I cannot speak on that right now. I don't know why.
If you're part of the
are you wait? The top. Are you poverty shaming me? Is that what's happening right now? Yeah, laughing at me because I don't have money.
Tell me, why are you hating?
They said we don't have money.
Why are you hating?
Money has finished. So what can we do? No, but center back is a priority. But we're hoping that Matip will be back. But think about how many times have I said on this podcast that we hope that Matip will be back?
You can't keep on saying that. Yeah. I need to defend the league. Go out and get somebody. Yeah, go out and get somebody. I mean, but Ramos is fighting for contract now.
I don't know. It feels like. Can we afford to pay him the amounts that he wants? I think, but you know, one thing that gives me hope is that we've become very good at telling lies, especially around transfer season. So I'm hoping this is another lie. Please lie to me.
I don't know if Liverpool fans want him, but I saw Fabian Schär against Uganda. Very sad.
Very sorry, man. I wasn't happy that.
Can pass the ball,
yeah, so. I was happy that Fabian I was happy that Fabinho played 90 minutes against Aston Villa, because you feel like you wrap your one good centre back in cotton wool before the big game. Man, this Klopp, and this is the truth, man. I backed, you know, whenever you back your manager, always Klopp to gamble, and it's backfired massively. And now he needs to fix it. He just needs to fix it, because. This kind of
could you blame him though?
We could have gotten one CB during the summer. Could have got
replace Lovren, right?
Could have got one, and now it's looking like the people that he's expecting to, you know, step up are not stepping up the way. I mean, they had like good games like last year, first half of the season, but we're starting to see
real colors,
and we've not considered as many goals. But then people of the school have thought that. When you have that assurance at the back, your forwards tend to play better. And, you know, sometimes Van Dijk would chip in with crucial goals and assists as well. We've missed that as well. I think he had 4 goals, 5 assists last season. And if you check, almost all of them, very important, crucial game-winning contributions. And we haven't had that so far from our centre-backs this season. I'm not saying that that's their responsibility, but it's nice to have that help.
Okay. There have been, like, some shocks. The FA Cup this week.
Let's get to it. First of all,
yeah,
Big Sam, you don't practice PKs, fam.
Why should you practice PKs? Think about it. Is it not points he's looking for?
I don't understand. It's the FA Cup. There's magic involved. Yes.
Why? That doesn't. Why should like West Brom fight to get into the next round? There's a bigger problem.
So are you saying that? So are you questioning the integrity of Big Sam? You're saying that what they threw the match?
I'm not saying he threw the match. I'm saying he doesn't have to win that match.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess the winner of the competition doesn't even get more money than, I don't know, 10th in the Premier League. You know, 1 point something M, almost 2 M or so. I mean, like, that's like, even when you consider placing in the Premier League, that's not even a lot of money. But yeah, he's not going to lose his head or his job, but he'll definitely be a little bit embarrassed by how they played that game. Yes. And now it seems that...
He has to come back what, twice, right?
Yeah. And I think even more worrisome is that their source of goals right now is Semi Ajayi, a centre-back who played DM on that day. So they're going to have to get their attacking shape and form. Get it. Just look better.
They don't have any strikers now. Callum Grant is out for 6 weeks, and then he's so Charlie Austin.
I think they've got Snoddy in now. So I'm hoping.
Snoddy's not a striker.
He's not a striker, but they've got Snodgrass in now. And he's his type. But then Newcastle need Anikara. I mean, look at the defensive shift he put in.
We're going there. In his game.
I don't know if we'll take a break and come back, because I want to enter this properly.
Quickly. Big Sam. Can he do it? Like can he help West Brom? Can they survive?
Guardo.
This will be the toughest, right?
The toughest one yet. I think if they were going to stay up, they should have brought him much earlier. I think Slaven Bilic was given to.
Was he justified though for sacking him?
Well, yes. I don't think that after the draw with City, I don't think that there was going to be any change or anything, you know, because the style of play. I mean, they had one good game. I look at that game against City as an anomaly. So they had to get Big Sam in. His job is to keep them.
They didn't back him. They didn't back Slaven somehow. They sold one of the best players to Eganzi without him knowing.
Well, this is football. You have to work with what you have, man. And it wasn't working, so they brought someone that can do that.
But they're going to give this one money.
Well, what does that say? Maybe they didn't trust him then. I don't know, man. This, you know, a lot of all these like lower clubs, man, their politics is always very funny.
Yeah, that's not the one. Sheffield, finally they got the first win in all competitions.
That's what, how many months now? 6 months? First win in 6 months.
Jesus. First win in 6 months. Can they do it? Can he? Well, another thing is, why is his name not in, like, in the sack list? Why are they not talking about Chris Wilder?
Which manager is going to take that job?
It's not about which manager is going to take the job, man. Like, there are so many managers outside them. You think you've got Alan Pardew, you think you'll take the job?
I think Sheffield right now are probably planning for life in the Championship, and they feel like, I think it's similar. I'm seeing a lot of similarities between them and Norwich last season with Daniel Farke, and they're planning for life in the Championship already, and they feel like
So you're answering my question like indirectly, saying they're going down.
Yes, they're going down. They don't have double digit points and it's a double digit gap. Come on, are you kidding me?
No chance, nothing, no fighting chance.
I give them a 0.1% chance of staying up.
You said it on the podcast already. Yeah, Smith Rowe helps Arsenal to 4.
Why is your voice loud?
I didn't say that.
Wisdom. Idea. Aubameyang is scoring, Lacazette is linking up, he's also scoring as well, and you could see the joy on their faces.
They're,
you know,
dead without Lacazette is gone.
Yes,
possibly Mesut, possibly
Aubameyang have a deal to Fenerbahce.
Yeah,
they need out with the old, in with the new. And Arteta is going to be thinking of how he can just, you know, refresh his team, revitalize his team, and it seems that the refreshment has come from Haaland.
Yeah.
Some small chops. Let's call them small chops. Yeah, some samosa, Bukayo Saka, some spring roll. Emil Smith Rowe, you know. Martinelli, unfortunately, you know, rolled his ankle in the warm up, but we expect he'll be back soon. But it's looking good right now at the Emirates, and yeah, I think they have a kind run of fixtures coming up soon, and they'll want to get maximum points. Just, you know, get on a good run in the league. Obviously, the FA Cup is not their main priority, but a win is a win regardless. And now it's 4 in a row. So, with the youngins. Now it looks like William, Pepe, those attackers, they're looking like second teamers right now. William looking like a very, very bad deal. And I don't even know.
The worst footballer.
We're saying.
To play for Arsenal Football Club.
We're saying out with the old, but we might just be saying out with the new as well, because look at him.
No, he's not new. You know the way like Arsenal fans were like, oh, Cech is an agent, John for Davies as well is an agent. He's the real agent. This is the real agent. Chelsea said he's him. He's the problem. Anyway, let's go for a break, man. Let's wrap up with the FA Cup. If you quickly, what happened to Leeds?
Well, their manager is always squatting, and they decided to just, you know, they don't shit for church.
3-0.
That was the deadline, but you guys have to understand, I'm very upset. My comedic skills are not at their best right now, because I do not understand.
3-0, what's going on? What happened?
They just said, if you don't look at me like I owe you. I mean, same formation. I mean, we know what to expect. I mean, they tapped them first half, but they just couldn't get the opening goal. And they paid for their mistake second half. And it could have been worse. It could have been 4-0, 5-0, you know. But is it Crawley? Crawley Town have done a marvelous job, you know. Credit to them. I think sometimes you have to just credit, you have to credit the winning team. They played a wonderful game. I mean, very good one-touch football. They played attacking football, you know. And I think they felt that as the game went on, they grew into the game, and they felt like they could win the game. Calvin Phillips was playing at centre back, and he was out of his depth. And that was
nice position.
Nice position. And I think Marcelo Bielsa will definitely, if he stays in the job, he'll have to. If he stays in the job, he's on a 1 year contract now.
I thought you were thinking maybe Leeds want to sack him.
No. Like, if he stays in the job, he'll have to, you know, definitely make some more signings, because it's looking like some of the guys that he's brought in are not.
The defenders he's brought in, they've always been injured. His first year defender, Leon Cooper.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the attacking signings. We saw Pablo Hernandez, who is meant to be an elder in this game, you know, but he didn't show wisdom. Don't show wisdom. Look at the youngin, what's his face? Rafael? Rafinha. And he just a lot of wayward shots, you know. It's a small stadium. Honestly, they should have sent him to follow his ball. As in, no joy.
He shot into the car park, man. I'm sure he has broken someone's windscreen.
Someone's windscreen, man. It's just poor game. Just a very poor game.
Poor game for them. Basically.
Poor game for them. I think quietly they'll be happy to be out so they can focus on the league. And yeah.
Well, I think their fans won like a mini run, man. That's not like still.
After all the mouth, you know, I wouldn't be so annoyed if Bielsa didn't make all that mouth, you know, in the run up to the game, because like, yeah, we want to have a good run. We feel like our under-23s will step up. I mean, everyone's talking about how they train together. They don't like train separately. They train together. The under-23s are basically part of the first team setup. But we didn't see any fluidity, any fluency in the attacking play. It felt like they were lost when they got to the opposing team's final third, into their attacking third. So, yeah, they need to work on themselves, man. But I think Leeds fans will look at that game as a one-off, and their main aim will still be to stay up in the league and play good, exciting football. Yeah.
Quickly, before we go to another league, Serie A, Man United is killed past Watford, but the assetting man did not play Gallo. Why did Ole lie?
I don't know, man. Everyone's telling lies. There's no integrity in the game anymore. That's a lie. There was never integrity in the game. Niggas be lying, man. But I want to talk about the players that played, you know. McTominay, captain the team, scored a wonderful goal from a corner. I thought United could have scored more goals, but they had huge gaps. I think Donny van de Beek, you could tell he's been out of the team for a while because he wasn't playing well with his mates, you know, making runs in, but like no one was just on the same wavelength as him. And Mason Greenwood seemed lost. You know, he hasn't played that central nine for a while, so he kept drifting out wide and playing crosses into
space.
I mean,
into space.
If you're not passing to yourself, stay where you are, man. Because you feel like if it was on the end of some of those crosses,
players passing themselves.
I don't know.
What are you saying, man?
Don't worry, I'm just speaking in parables, man. But if he was on the end of some of those crosses that he made, you feel like maybe he would have scored. And I guess that's still part of the learning curve. I'm still a very young player, you know. I think it's very easy to make snap judgments on some of these players, but they're all very young and they'll find their way. I think the United second team did their job and they qualified, and that's all you want from them at this stage of the season.
Before their FA Cup game, they lost in another semi-final. So that's what, 4 semi-finals now and nothing.
Yeah.
Semi-final bust. So when are they going to like deal with this? Or what is wrong with them psychologically?
I mean, out of those 4 semi-finals, how many of them have been top semis? They've lost 2 against City now.
Yeah.
The other 3 against City.
No, 2 against City, yeah. 2 against City, 1 against Chelsea, and 1 against Sevilla.
Yeah. I think Chelsea and Sevilla ones, you can look at those ones as, yeah, they probably were not the better team on the day at that time. Maybe now, the quality of football they are playing, I'm sure if they make another semi in a bigger game, they'll definitely qualify.
If they don't beat City, is that what you're saying? So City are a better team?
Yes.
Okay.
City are a better team. And you can see, like,
could it just be a psychological issue? Because, like, obviously, their last season, their team was better than Chelsea's team, was better than Sevilla's team.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So why are you now saying like they meet these teams again in the semi-final? They'll probably win. They
also,
could probably shrink as
also,
well.
Also, one more thing I should point out is that you can see how Fernandez reliant they are, because they don't really have.
He doesn't play well.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Basically, I think by Liverpool and Man City, just that one player.
And I know, and I know, like, it's very easy to say if they mark Fernandes, you know, people are going to learn how to like nullify United. But some teams are going to get that, and they're going to find a way to to neutralize them. And when that happens, it's going to be big problems.
Sure, good. Let's talk League One quickly. Poch is back. Congratulations, man. He's back at PSG. One draw and a win.
He also has a chance to win his first trophy.
On Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm rooting for you, buddy. Come on.
Can he take them to the promised land?
What's the Champions League?
Yes.
Well, we remember that absolutely devastating Champions League final loss. I think he's going to use that experience. And if they were to make another Champions League final, I don't think he's going to lose it, definitely. I think what happened...
He's been to one now.
He's been to one.
PSG 2 have been to one.
So yeah, so they're already... do
it for themselves.
Obviously, in Champions League, it's hard to make back-to-back finals. I mean, very few teams, very few teams do that.
Okay.
But I don't talk too much. But you get. Yeah. Shout out to my people. But yeah, if they make another final, I mean, it's all a lot of ifs and buts, but yeah, they have to just hope that the draw goes their way and they can put in good performances when it matters. Because Champions League, man, anything can happen. I think right now Neymar is out. We hope that he'll be fit for February, because it's that time of the year again. Neymar,
he's back in training.
Back in training, that's good. But yeah, the main aim, I don't even know if, obviously they're not too, I won't say they're not concerned about the league, because that's like the bare minimum. But I'm sure PSG fans wouldn't mind the scenario if maybe they missed out on the league but won the Champions League.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Will Neymar and Mbappe sign new deals?
Mbappe, I don't think so. Neymar, probably.
If they sign Messi, will Mbappe want to stay?
Well, everything's dependent on that Messi signing. And Messi's coming in free. But then the wages now, will they be able to keep in line with FFP regulations? Those guys, man, I don't even know the real numbers.
Let's just leave it at that.
Let's just leave it. I mean, there are guys, there are lawyers and accountants that earn big money to make sure that they always abide by Israel. Even if they don't say it, they go to court, they sort it out. They probably have
CES. Shout out CES.
I don't say they have, maybe because I think Annalise works with them, murder trials. They have some nice Harvey Specter guys, that sort out everything for them. Sort it. But man, there's a lot going on. I mean, Messi could surprise us and sign another deal. It is home. You don't leave your home unless you feel like you're not happy or feel forced. Tired, that's what I'm saying. If they can make him feel homey again,
homey.
Yeah. His house doesn't feel like a home. Who said that line? I can't remember. Yeah, but he doesn't feel at home right now. And fine, he's playing well now, but he still hasn't signed,
Okay. Lyon, on top of the league, Lille are still chasing pretenders, or they can win the title.
Well, if PSG keep fumbling, we'll have a new winner.
I was expecting you to just say PSG will win.
No, but Lyon have really surprised me this season, Yeah, they have. I mean, they strung together some very impressive wins. And they look good. I mean, obviously, we hope that they don't lose any main players. I think Depay was out for a very long time. Was it one season or two seasons ago?
Yeah.
Very major injury. I think that's when he dropped that his hit single. Yeah.
I don't give up free this team.
Don't worry, he'll sort us out later. That's my boy Memphis.
Say that, my boy.
But like, yeah. I really hope. I think the type of seasons we're having around Europe, man, you're hoping that it's going to be a mixer. Just something
to make us happy.
Just change it. Something nice. I mean, we haven't had any surprises since Leicester. So let's just have something, just shake things up.
Quickly, Serie A. Milan back to winning with perseverance. Jesus. I say perseverance.
Yeah. I'll just use another word. That's why I like synonyms, man. It's okay, it's fine. There's no work to do, guy. We'll have a Thesaurus.
Thesaurus. So basically, thing about Milan this season, what I like about them is like, no matter what result they get or anything, or no matter who plays, they like seem to get the job done.
When they're balling,
they're down to 10.
They are balling.
I mean, Ibra has not played for a while. They're still winning. They're finding a way to like just scale through. And they're not, they lost to Juve, they're seniors, that's expected. understand. And then
but let me say this, if the seniors keep Juve have a very important game on Sunday against Sassuolo. And if their seniors keep slipping up, AC Milan are not going to slip up. That's what's looking like this season, you know.
Like the perseverance, like, is mad.
Yeah.
It's mental.
And it doesn't look like this, what's called the lost Juve is going to put them down.
It's funny because the team is relatively new. You know, like, people will say, they need time. But this is just what the team made in two seasons. And look at where they are now. It's mad. Big ups, Stefano Pioli.
Stefano Pioli. Yeah.
Inter, they drew 2-2 with Roma. It was a good game to watch.
Where do go start? Derima go dance. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Why?
She go dancing. Whoa, 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 whoa.
First of all, why are you singing that?
Roma.
Okay. Oh, my bad. Sorry. That and then Inter. Why? Defensively, I don't get it. Like, defensively, is contested.
To be wait. To be fair though, that Hakimi goal was bad. Yeah, whoa. Sexy. Yeah.
Clean goal. Like, that goal should win the game.
Hakimi, yeah. Hakimi has been on form now since what's it called? Since December.
Dortmund.
Yes, in Dortmund. Yeah. And like, goal scoring wing back, it seems. Yeah, he's playing.
It's funny that Madrid lets him go. They have their reasons.
Yes, now because Carvajal is the future.
I like that shit, bro. I like it. Why are they bad so defensively? What's going on?
I don't know. Antonio Conte seems to have lost his mojo.
But going forward, they are mad. That's
they're very mad. I mean, look at what's called Mario and Luigi up top. You know, they're doing a madness. I'm so happy for Rom, especially you know. It's better.
They happen to
me.
Idea, boy. It be the way Lautaro and
Lukaku. Oshé. Oremi, you try. But yeah, defensively, I think. It's just, I think, some bad luck, you know. And they seem to switch off at certain points. I'm looking at the equalizing goal, and they just allowed Roma play through them. That was a very, very poor goal to concede at such a very crucial time. And you don't know Conte teams are doing things like that.
More discipline,
especially towards the end of the game, you know, you want them to stay switched on, but that didn't happen. And I'm sure Conte was racking his head. You know that guy doesn't sleep. I'm sure he's racking his head, thinking of how he's going to sort that out. And I think the only place they can do is on the training ground. And I'm sure he's hoping that this is just because they don't seem to be allowing too many shots on goal. It's just switching off at certain points.
Just the one.
So you know that they're going to, I think it's something they're going to have to just play their way out of.
Which Milan team is winning the league?
You don't tell me to profit for this podcast. I don't understand. I can't tell you. I honestly can't tell you. It's too tight to call at this point.
Juventus. Okay.
Is it now Juventus?
TMJ will be back with FPL tips. Because, you know, I think there's a game on Tuesday. Yeah, there's a... What's it called?
They call it a blank game week.
Okay, blank game week.
Because, I mean, some teams are not playing. A lot of teams are not playing. So, you guys, make sure if you have a chip you want to use, better use it. You know, you might need it. Or just...
Why are you doing TMJ's work, man? They've sacked you. That's their work.
I want my job back. I want my job back.
Yeah, Perry hasn't confirmed to us if he will give us back the bookies. I don't know why, but
Perry is on sabbatical, you know.
We'll talk about that another time. So, Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year, my lovelies.
Thank you, people, for listening. Don't forget the giveaway. You know, just tell us 4 people that speak on the Fit Your Paper podcast. Simple. You can use our nicknames, our full names, anyone, government name. As if you said, don't go and put 2 people's names on, you know, because we go cancel you.
Yeah. Cheers to a lovely 2021.
Yep.
And yeah, love you guys.
Ciao.
Ciao, Bella. Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.